Yeah, and then after he left, we had to move all the boxes around because they were piled up in the kitchen. And also, important fact, I haven't had any caffeine at all at this point, despite lifting and moving boxes around for hours. Oh yeah, he said he would pile them up like in front of the house, and then when he got done, he would bring them all into the house and put them wherever we wanted them. But it, like I said, that took like 2 hours. Over 2 hours, so yeah, he would have been here like all year if we'd allowed that. So we started picking them up and bringing them in because they weren't like super heavy, they were like 9, 10 kilos, which is a lot for a frail Victorian waifish princess such as myself. But yeah, it's not great, but I did it, I did it, we did it, we thugged it out. And yeah, to imagine how much that is for you, times it by about five, probably. So it's like lifting like 50 kilo boxes for a normal person. Okay, that doesn't seem right. Maybe like 20, 30 kilos. I don't know. I'm a princess, okay. So yeah, we moved them in, and then he left. But they were literally, we just, our focus was getting them all in the house. So we then had to move them around so we could access the important parts of the kitchen, like the kettle, and we made a whole path and everything around the kitchen. So now we can get to all the important places, and we put some of the shumas on the couch so we could get rid of some more boxes and stuff like that. And we weren't done with that until like 5 p.m., which is a total disaster. Yeah, so I was moving stuff around it for like 6 hours, I think. My whole body hurts, my shoulders ache. I tried to make myself a cup of coffee before, and I literally could not lift up the kettle. Like, my arm was shaking too much. I could not lift it like off of the base. I physically could not. Oh my God, so bad. And then after that, I finished signing the rest of the postcards. Those are officially done. So I think I signed for about 4 or 5 hours total. And somewhere in the middle, we ordered pizza, which was nice when everyone got home. And yeah, that was pretty nice. We all had pizza. I was so hungry that, you know that how hungry mean? That's me in real life. I was so hungry. But it's okay because I'm clearly on my bulk. Given that I'm lifting cope, I ate like almost a whole pizza. A thin crust, medium sized one, but still, that's a lot of food for a frail Victorian princess, okay? I don't usually eat that much. That's like 2 days of food in one meal, but whatever. It is what it is. I burned a lot of calories, I'm sure. And gotta keep my strength up. It was very yummy, so it was worth it. And, and then I took a shower. Then I took a shower because, you know, I've been hauling the boxes around. It felt a bit dirty. Well, literally, the hoodie I was wearing was covered in dirt from lifting all the boxes. So I really wanted a shower, even though I'd already gotten changed and stuff. Yeah, so I took a shower and now my hair is in braids, so it'll be nice and curly tomorrow. Very nice, yeah. Oh, you want part two? Okay. Okay. Oh no. Oh no, it's not sending. Oh no. Oh no. Nande. Oh God, I can't even say anything. Nothing is happening. It's just not sending. It's just not sending.